Earth and Sky.
Looking at the universe with gamma ray eyes, this reveals places in the universe where particles are accelerated to very high energies and enormous amounts of energy are produced. And many of these sources involve black holes with enormous masses up to a billion times the mass of our own sun.
You're listening to astrophysicist Peter Michelson of Stanford University, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Michelson works with data from NASA's Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope. He said this telescope reveals things like black holes, supernovae, and the mysterious substance scientists call dark matter. Dr. Michelson spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar about the Gamma Ray Space Telescope 1 year after its first light.
Dr. Michelson, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thanks.
Tell us about scientists' investigation of space with high-energy gamma rays. What do scientists hope to learn by that, and why is that important for people listening?
Well, Jorge, let me start with what are gamma rays. These are the highest energy form of radiation that's produced in nature, and it's well above X-ray and optical radiation. And looking at the universe with gamma ray eyes, that's made possible with technology that's been developed principally for high-energy physics experiments, this reveals places in the universe where particles are accelerated to very high energies and enormous amounts of energy are produced. And many of these sources involve black holes with enormous masses up to a billion times the mass of our own sun. These gamma rays that we detect give us information that we cannot get from X-rays, optical, infrared, or radio observations made at lower energies. So we're getting unique new information about our universe.
And tell us a little bit about how that's being done right now. I understand that you're the principal investigator of NASA's Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope. What is that and how does it work?
Well, the Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope's an observatory that actually has two instruments. And I'm the principal investigator for the primary instrument, which is the Large Area Telescope, that detects gamma rays from about 20 million electron volts to more than 300 billion electron volts. Or to put that another way, from about 20 million to 300 billion times the energy of optical radiation. The other instrument on the observatory is called the Gamma Ray Burst Monitor, or GBM. And that instrument detects gamma ray bursts from X-ray energies up to about 20 or 30 million electron volts. And from there on up, the Large Area Telescope takes over. So together, these two instruments cover more than seven decades in energy. Now, the Large Area Telescope, the way it works is that the principal objective is to detect high-energy photons. These photons have so much energy that when they interact with matter, they turn into an electron and an anti-electron or a positron, that is, matter and antimatter. We then detect the passage of these charged particles through our detectors, and from that we can infer the properties of the gamma ray radiation.
How is Fermi, the Fermi telescope, how is it seeing dark matter out there?
Well, we're not sure if Fermi's seeing dark matter yet, but the way we would be able to see it if theories are correct and theories suggest that the dark matter particles could produce gamma rays either by annihilation, that is, one dark matter particle meets another dark matter particle and they turn into gamma rays and other kinds of particles, and we may be able to detect the gamma rays that come from that annihilation process. Another possibility is that the dark matter particles themselves are in fact unstable, and on the timescale of the age of the universe or longer, a dark matter particle may in fact decay just by itself and produce a gamma ray, among other things. And so our job is to look for the signatures of that gamma ray radiation in the midst of all the other things in the universe that can produce gamma rays. But at least theoretical physics tells us that the dark matter particles very likely produce gamma ray radiation.
What are some of the biggest findings of the Fermi telescope so far since its first light a year ago?
Fermi's had a great year in orbit since first light. And in fact, we're about to release a catalog of high-energy gamma ray sources that we've detected, and there are more than 1,000 entries. And among those are many sources that have never been seen before. Among the new sources are, in fact, things like pulsars that are seen only in gamma rays, gamma ray bursts that are explosions that we see expanding at close to the speed of light, and we've seen the most energetic gamma ray bursts ever seen. We've detected more than 700 active galaxies and observed their time variability that occurs through the production of gamma rays from what we believe is a beam of relativistic particles accelerated in the vicinity of a massive black hole. And we've also seen gamma rays from galaxies that are more like our own, but very special galaxies that are producing massive stars and the subsequent supernova explosions that occur at the end of the life of these massive stars. And they're doing this at a prodigious rate, many times that of our own galaxy. And we're now, for the first time, seeing gamma rays that are coming from particles that are accelerated in these very distant supernova explosions occurring in these galaxies.
Would you like to maybe talk about one of the findings that was released recently having to do with one of these gamma ray bursts and the event of May 10th?
Okay. Well, in fact, that's a result we published very recently. And what's interesting about it to a broader community of scientists and the public is that it has implications for some theories of quantum gravity. And these implications were deduced from a careful study of this particular gamma ray burst that was detected by Fermi. And it turns out that for this one very short gamma ray burst that was located more than 7 billion light years from Earth, we observed photons over an enormous range of energy from 10 kilovolts X-rays at the low end to 30 billion electron volts at the high end. And these photons were observed to arrive at the Earth all within about 9/10 of a second of each other after traveling for more than 7 billion years. So that result tells us that, in fact, the speed of light in the near vacuum of space is constant with energy over an enormous range of energy to within one part in 100 million billion. So this measurement, in effect, eliminates any new theory of gravity that predicts a strong energy-dependent change in the speed of light. So the way I like to put it is that the Fermi Observatory finds that Einstein still rules.
You've been listening to Stanford physicist Peter Michelson. He's principal investigator of the Large Area Telescope on NASA's Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Lindsay Patterson. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.